2 days after Earth Day, I ventured out of my pandemic headquarters over to Santa Fe's Railroad Park. I hadn't been out in the field recording for over a year, so I was a bit nervous. In fact, I conducted one interview early in the day with the recorder on pause. Always heartbreaking. And one quick explanation before I tell you what was going on. Several people I interviewed were wearing masks, including me, and I didn't have the heart to ask them or me to take them off. So some voices are muffled. Sorry about that. Perhaps we should call this story Pandemic Transition to Urban Ecologies.
Today is a Meet the Artist event for Urban Ecologies, which is a multi-artist exhibition looking at environmental art. So there's a lot of cool stuff happening out here today.
Shannon Palermo is executive director of Railroad Park Conservancy, which partnered with Art Park 21 to produce it. She said that 7 exhibits were chosen, including Paula Castillo's All Felled, Richard Loewenberg's Mushroom Economics, Root Walk by Hollis Moore, Industry by Lance Ryan McGoldrick, and Not Pictured by Nicholas B. Jacobson, Catherine Page Harris, and Laura C. Carlson. Palermo described the Conservancy's focus, and Marketing Director Catherine York described what the group looked for in the exhibits.
Each of them has their own specific theme related to the environment, how humans interact with the environment, and I think we'd like to let people know that learning about environmental issues and learning about botany, learning about your local ecosystem is fun. It can be playful, it can be serious, and it's also really important.
We really value community engagement in public space, but also environmental sustainability. So all of our work sort of intersects at those two themes.
My meandering through Railroad Park took me from high-tech to low-tech and one exhibit in between. The first one I came across was a 10-foot-high wooden structure with 2 tanks on top. Below, a large boulder with a small basin on its flat top that holds about a cup of water. Artist John Davis explained the setup for a drop of water.
We have 2 sources of water in this piece, and the ostensible goal is to keep a small amount of water in the pocket there on the top of the rock. One source of water is a rain catchment, the other source is just a tank of tap water, and we have sensors that determine whether that pocket on the rock is wet or dry, and periodically it'll check, and if it's dry, there will be an automated release of a small amount of water onto it. In between those intervals, if it's dry, a viewer or spectator can come by and press a button to release water onto the rock.
While Davis explained the process, electronic artist Dane Yarrison was bent over a laptop, diligently checking the system.
Today I am setting up the final electronics for our sculpture piece here. So I have set up a microcontroller, it's an Arduino, and I have it soldered into a board with all the sensors. So I have 2 ultrasonic sensors that read the levels of both the rainwater that we're going to get, and then we have an excess tank in case the rainwater doesn't come this spring.
My next stop brought back images of my mother pushing a manual lawnmower to cut the grass in the front yard of our old farmhouse in Peoria, Illinois, decades ago. This exhibit, as Palermo pointed out, was much lower tech, featuring an old manual lawnmower decorated like a cake with AstroTurf instead of frosting, perched between 2 large rolls of AstroTurf.
I'm looking at a piece called Infinite Green that is made out of reclaimed AstroTurf, and it speaks to how far we will go for green.
Christine Wilson is part of a trio of artists who founded TLC Art Collective and created Infinite Green. She told me what they set out to accomplish.
Infinite Green is created from repurposed artificial grass. And so it's positioned in this piece as sort of an endless loop of lawn care with the lawnmower, which is also repurposed, positioned in the middle. So the viewer of the piece can pose with the piece. So they're on this sort of hamster wheel of never-ending lawn care. And it's really meant to raise questions about the amount of resources that go into lawn maintenance.
Oh, that old question, why mow? Mural painter Tiffany Black, another member of TLC Art Collective, described her efforts to repurpose the lawnmower as a work of art.
It's adhered onto the lawnmower with a heavy-duty construction adhesive, and each piece is, there's longer AstroTurf, there's shorter turf. Yeah, it's all designed to make the lawnmower into this sort of whimsical sculpture.
Wilson described her role in the project.
The wheels of the sculpture, they're actually metal drums. So Letitia, our colleague, she did all the welding for those drums. And then my task was to wrap them in synthetic turf in a way that they appeared to be solid rolls of turf.
Lest one get discouraged, Wilson offered an alternative strategy to lawn care here in New Mexico.
So native plants are definitely kind of the route to go. I mean, one, they're going to be easier to maintain because they naturally want to be here, right? But also they're just one piece of the puzzle with all the bugs and the bees and the butterflies. And so it's part of this whole entire bigger picture.
Finally, I discovered the lowest tech project of the day, which is not an actual exhibit, but more of a demonstration. Sixty or 70 sheep and goats were chomping on the thin, dry grass inside a temporary fence. They will make an appearance a couple more times in midsummer and in the early fall. I came across a three-year-old and his father watching them and talking.
Hi, what's your name?
Rafa.
Yeah? What do you think of the sheep and the goats?
¿Te gustan, Rafa?
Yeah.
¿Sí?
¿Mucho o un poco?
Poco.
¿Poco? ¿Solo poco?
Yeah.
Rafael's father, Juan Marroquin, said he hadn't heard about the Echo Art exhibit at the railroad yard, and he just happened upon it.
It looks great. It's super interesting. We found it by accident, but he loves watching animals and talk about them. So, yeah, it's very entertaining.
And when I came up, was he talking about wanting to go in with the sheep and the goats or wanting them to come out with him?
He wants to go in and feed them. So, but I was explaining that they can feed themselves.
Oh, okay.
Just like him.
Yep,
so
yep.
They don't need that much help.
Worker bees were everywhere that sunny Saturday. Some were tending the community garden. Others moved about the area where the sheep and goats were clamoring for water. Volunteers included staff from the Rail Yard Conservancy and Meow Wolf, and a board member of the Rail Yard Conservancy, retired landscaper Ann Nelson.
My humble job today seems to be mostly hauling water because these guys are really, really thirsty, and they're eating a lot of very dry vegetation, and that probably makes them thirsty as well, but we just keep coming.
And how many trips have you made so far?
We've made about 6 trips, maybe. Back and forth.
Nelson explained why she believes this exhibit was well worth the effort.
Almost every landscape stays healthy in relationship to animals on it. So we just wanted to give this a try, see if we could bring the animals. It's as much to help us with maintenance and health of the plants, and also as a demonstration for all these people you see here today.
Urban Ecologies will be up at Railroad Park until September 22nd. For KSFR News, I'm Deborah Beagle.